This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Today is the legal deadline for the California legislature to pass a budget for the next fiscal year, something they have not accomplished for the past several years. But that deadline was never missed during the 14 years that moderate Republican Bill Bagley represented the North Bay in the State Assembly from 1960 to 1974. As he details in his recently published book, California's Golden Years, legislating a half century ago was a much more congenial business.
We had no aisles. We sat together. We ate together. We played together. Stipend was $500 a month. People practiced law. Byron Rumford and the Rumford Act, famous Fair Housing Act. He was a pharmacist in Berkeley, and he was also head of the health committee. Nobody said that was a conflict. People got together. They lived together. They played together, and they made progress together. It's no longer the case.
The loss of those friendships is only a symptom of other, deeper changes that have swept Sacramento since he left office, Bagley says. He blames the unintended consequences of political reform and, subsequently, term limits.
If you are in the city council or the county supervisor's jobs, you have a common constituency. You've lived in the county or the city. You know the people. You're elected to the legislature from San Diego or Siskiyou. You don't know a soul. And so you have to get together and establish relationships. And that no longer exists. And that's why we have the serious problem we have today. Now think about this. You are elected this year. 2 years from now, one-third of your colleagues will be gone. 4 years from now, two-thirds of your colleagues are gone. How in the devil are you going to figure out who you can trust, with whom you want to work? Nobody knows anybody.
This, in turn, has led to a rise in the influence of the party caucuses, another trend that Bagley deplores.
We didn't have caucus positions. We'd meet as a caucus on the budget and a few other matters, two or three, four or five times a year. Today, the caucus staff, because the members are all new, 20, 30-year-old kids, write position papers, and they hand them out. You don't lobby a legislator anymore. You lobby the caucus staff. Because when these position papers are handed out, everybody falls in line, and on committees, they vote by party rather than by individual.
But Bagley sees hope that Sacramento's partisan gridlock may loosen up thanks to the passage of Proposition 14 on the June 8th California primary.
You'll have Republicans, Democrats, everybody on the ballot. They can all vote in the primary. So in any district at all, you will have this new group of people who will be moderating the whole spectrum. Take an example. Let's say San Francisco, which has probably 15% Republican registration. If you are a Republican voter in San Francisco, in the open primary, you can vote for the more conservative Democrat. Over time, you're going to have more moderate people.
In the meantime, Bagley offers this cautionary advice to voters.
Beware of the office holders who say, well, I've got 100% Chamber of Commerce record, or 100% labor record, or 100% environmental record. Avoid these people. They're not legislators. They'll never compromise.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.